Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuned in for a special today. Now, if you're new to Live Better, how I kind of look at it is the three pillars of life: health, wealth, and living a life that you're truly proud of, and a life that you can, you know, lay a rest at the end of the day and feel accomplished. But the reason I say a special one today is I'm in the middle of the Sahara Desert right now, on the border of Morocco and Algeria. It's amazing that I have signal out here, so hopefully you guys enjoy this one. I'm with 28 amazing people right now, not surrounded by me, but on this trip. We started in Barcelona, made our way to Morocco, Marrakesh, if any of you guys are familiar with that area, and worked our way even lower into the Sahara, going through mountains, through deserts with small villages, and ended up near the border of Algeria. And we've had the chance to meet incredible people. We've met locals named the Berber. They're kind of like the Native Americans in America. You kind of look at it like that. I've met the most incredible people, and one of the guests I'm bringing on today, his name is Sam Green. Sam Green is a guy, as soon as I met, realized that he would be an amazing guest to bring on. He's very knowledgeable. He's someone that I kind of align myself with in terms of thoughts and how they carry themselves. Sam writes children's books for kids with disabilities like Down syndrome, autism, or epilepsy. And he himself has dealt with epilepsy as well. So we'll be touching up on that a little bit, how he conquered epilepsy. We'll be recapping a little bit of our trip. We got a lot more to go on this trip, but man, it's just honestly super blessed to be here and to be able to meet these new people so I can bring on the show and provide as much value as I can to you guys. So I really appreciate your support. And but just to touch up on a little bit of what we'll be talking about today is the thing about Europe and Africa that I believe that North America, kind of like Canada and the United States, don't really have is the architecture is not the same as America. And there's a lot more density to the things overseas, I believe. But we'll be right back after this with more and Sam Green. You guys.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back aboard. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuned in to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Like I was teasing before, I'm in the middle of the Sahara Desert with a bunch of amazing people, and one of my guests that I actually met maybe 5 days ago in Barcelona, we were one of the people who were sharing an Airbnb. And the reason I'm out here with 28 random people is because of a group called Irrational Optimism. This isn't a shout-out, but Irrational Optimism is ran by this one guy named Jake Dobbs. And Jake's an incredible guy, somebody who really is driven by people and making good experiences and creating relationships that are going to last forever. And this is how I met my guest. We were paired up randomly at an Airbnb, met him 5 days ago, and really just clicked from there. Now, he's not here with me at the moment. He'll be here in about 2 minutes. But I just want to share how valuable it is to really make these connections with people who are like-minded. I feel like a lot of people go through their day-to-day lives not really going out and experiencing anything in the true world, and are locked away in their own reality. Maybe you stayed in your hometown and you never really went outside of it. Maybe you traveled a few states over, but you really haven't experienced any culture outside of that that really is going to propel you forward with intellect and experiences that are going to build who you are. I'm not speaking on anyone who hasn't been out of the country. I just know from personal experience that being able to go outside the country and experience these different cultures and really make your brain use the critical thinking part of it, I feel like the critical thinking part of your brain doesn't get activated when you just go through the your daily motions and kind of just cruise through life. Kind of like, I was talking to a guy here today, and we were talking about vision, and how, and I think, I don't know how much substance is behind this, but the reason people are nearsighted and can't see far is because they don't use the farsightedness of their eyes anymore. They're always looking at a close screen. They're always looking, at a building in front of them. They're not looking out in the horizon anymore. They're not, viewing what's far in front of them. Everything is just so close to you, and that's a reason that people might be nearsighted. And I thought that was, a an interesting take, because there's a lot of things like that in life that we don't realize plays a part in our overall health and health and wellness. And there's a lot of different pieces that go into it that this modern culture has taken away from us, like eating a maybe I'm going on a tangent here and this only makes sense to myself, but we don't eat a whole animal anymore. And there's a lot of science and studies behind it that eating a whole animal, like the liver, it helps your actual liver. Eating eyes from the animal helps your eyes. There's a lot of cool science behind that, that, you know, I guess tying back to being in a country that with people I hadn't met until 5 days ago, and, you know, I'm riding camels with, you know, you learn a lot from them as well. So I think that's a very, very important thing, is to start traveling. And I only just started doing that about 5 months ago, but really has changed kind of how I carry myself on my day-to-day life and stuff like that. So I'm not trying to hype up traveling that much, but I just think it's a very interesting look into a different world and perspective that most people don't really look at. But, you know, going further into it, I want to mention, I usually have a little sheet in front of me that kind of gives me a format of how to run with, but I didn't have any Wi-Fi out here, so I couldn't really make that format. So I'm going off the top of the head here. So bear with me a little bit if you are a, you know, a frequent listener. But for anyone who has traveled outside of America and the United States, if you notice, there is a lot of different, there is a different, big difference when it comes to architecture here. You know, back in the old days in the Roman era, everything was made with intent. Everything was made to have beauty to it. You know, there was substance behind everything. And I'll use this reference point. In America, every building, at least in the new modern cities, like Plano, Texas, when we were touring houses over there, every house looked the exact same. And to me, that's kind of a turnoff. There is no substance to it. There is no artist behind it. When you come to Europe or Africa, not one building looks the same, for the most part. When I was in Barcelona, you had the apartment buildings, and the person who designed it, designed the whole city. I saw the cathedral there, very beautiful. But the city was designed before it was built, from what I understood. And every apartment or every space, it was like a little apartments, maybe like five stories high, six stories high max. They all had use. It was a housing and food places below. So you had food places, housing, and in the middle, there was a courtyard. So it was courtyards and housing and your food places right below. Everything is close to each other. And all the buildings had this nice, you know, what's a word that would be a good description? Not class, but it just, we'll use a simpler word, beauty, that I find very interesting. And then you go to Morocco, and the architecture is severely different. Everything is made of like a clay stone, a dark red. You know, the windows have bars on it, and I don't think it has bars on it in the way of badness. I think it's just kind of how they design the homes. Marrakesh is very beautiful. Astoria is very beautiful. Rabat is very beautiful, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. But as you travel around, you got mud huts out here. I know that's not comparable to the United States or Barcelona, but just how people live is very interesting and very beautiful on its own. And then you travel out to the Sahara and you meet these people who have lived out here their whole lives that haven't touched a phone. And it's crazy to think that people haven't had contact with electronics or devices like that, and it's 2025. I mean, that's second nature to most people in the first world, and I mean a lot of people now in the third world. But when you get deeper into these uncontacted areas, there's not a lot of first world pollution, as I guess you could say. And you meet these people, and there's a different type of attitude to them in terms of hospitality. Hospitality is really big over here, and I feel like a lot of people don't really carry that on themselves anymore compared to America. And I know a lot of things here are a lot more close-knit in terms of, like, tribes and communities, but I think that's something that we can all take away, is being more being more of a community. Everyone is more so on their own, and kind of it's a fight for themselves rather than being together and being in arms. So I find that very motivating for myself to kind of take that back to America and start sharing that as well. And then you meet the music here. The music here is also very different. They use metal clanks and drums, and they heat the drums before they use it. And this has been passed down from generation to generation. And there's a lot more depth and culture that comes to it. And we're up against a break right here. We'll be back with Sam Green.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home.
we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Welcome back to the second segment of Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuned in to the special of me in the middle of the Sahara Desert right now with 30 random people that I met 5 days ago. Man, life is crazy. It can take a left turn pretty quick. I didn't know I was coming out to this trip until probably about a month ago. And I went on one about 4 months ago, and it really was truly life-changing. I know Sam Green said he was going to be here, but he should be here in about 2 minutes to talk about his journey with epilepsy, writing children's books. And this man is super smart in about every way possible, so I'm excited to have him on. But until then, just to recap a little bit of what we were talking about before, we're out in the middle of Sahara Desert, riding ATVs, meeting local people, and it's really only a journey that you can, you know, have once in a lifetime. I mean, I would not expect myself a few months ago to be out meeting locals and people I never thought I would have interacted with on a day-to-day basis. And share their culture with. I've learned a lot that I'm going to take back. I mean, the meals they have here, the food, the love and the compassion that they show towards outsiders. I mean, they don't have to do this for us, but they choose to. And it's really inspiring to see this stuff. But I want to jump right into it, because without further ado, I have my guest here, Sam Green. Sam, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I apologize for being a little late, but we were doing something very, very beautiful and very important. We're at this, as I'm sure you've been told, beautiful retreat out here in Morocco. And we just spent the last probably hour and a half just sharing what is important to us and what is inspiring to us. And I really wanted to take the time to make sure everyone that's sharing knows that I'm listening, because everyone needs to be heard and everyone needs to be seen. I don't know how much time we have today, truth be told, but it is my life's mission to make people feel better in their own skin. And for a career, I write children's books that are meant to inspire confidence and a sense of belonging in children and families, and really all those who read them. So we have this collective of people that decided to come here together to experience just that. And the only way you can really experience that is by truly seeing them. This is a moment where you put your phones away, you make eye contact, and you make sure someone is heard. Because when someone is sharing their vulnerabilities, you need to take that seriously. It's not something that can be shirked off. We are so lucky to be of a generation that has given these amazing emotional tools. And that's not to say previous generations are lacking. That's just to say we're now at a stage where, you know, things like emotional support are more readily available and more readily seen. And I think that opens a beautiful vulnerability. So I guess if I could start any of this, it would be when people are talking to you, listen. And I know that sounds painfully simple, but a lot of the reasons people are so effed up in this world, I don't know if I'm allowed to curse on this channel or not, but And the reason people are so effed up in this world is that they don't feel seen, they don't feel heard, and they feel painfully isolated. So, you know what? I'm not sorry I'm late, because I was making people feel seen and I was making people feel heard. And that is more important than really anything that goes on outside of whatever beautiful mission you're on in life. We cannot live in an isolated world. We have to be in community, we have to be in tribes, and we have to make sure people feel comfortable in their own skin, or else what are we really fighting for? And I guess I'll just start with that.
See, Sam is a man of many words. I met Sam, like I said, five days ago on a random Airbnb in Barcelona, and we ended up, you know, being tied off from the group for a few hours on our own. So we went to the cathedral, and I got to talking to Sam, and he told me that he was an author for children's books, and you know, dealt with some epilepsy in his life and seizures, and you know, going through my own personal battles of health and wellness, and kind of going on that journey. I can relate to a certain extent of kind of that journey that a lot of people that go on, but kind of go through it alone. But Sam, one question I wanted to ask you, you know, while we're on the topic of, you know, feeling heard and stuff like that. You write books for these kids with autism, Down syndrome, I believe, and, you know, things that might make people feel isolated as kids. How do parents and how do people kind of, you know, navigate that life and kind of, you know, help people get through that journey? Do you have any words for that?
So the main reason I write these books is because of my own journey with epilepsy. When someone tells you at age 12 that you have to be on 4,000 milligrams of levetiracetam or generic Keppra for the rest of your life, that freaks you out. Not only does it freak you out, it makes you feel like a freak. And every time that you have a seizure, it feels like people are buying tickets to the freak show. So I needed to write something that would make people feel the opposite of how I felt as a kid. And I love the question that you just asked, because what's important to note is that my mom and dad were always there for me. And they always tried their best. And they did wonderful. And I am so thankful for them. But I still felt isolated. And it's no one's direct fault, but it's the fault of all the external BS that we have going on in this world right now. So when people have these things going on, such as epilepsy, autism, depression, anxiety, you need to not just ask them about it, not just do these surface level questions. What you need to do is truly hear them. And I guess where that leads is, how do you truly hear someone? And first off, be open to it and let them speak. There is nothing important in the moment of someone disclosing something vulnerable to you other than what they are saying. Don't take that time to compare your own grief. When I say I have epilepsy and seizures that were so bad that my shoulder would break in half, which now has a plate and 17 screws, don't come back and say, oh, I broke my knee once, so I understand your pain. That is not helpful. It's not conducive to making someone feel connected. It's just it's the pain Olympics. And basically what that is instead of appreciating someone's pain and appreciating someone's story, it is taking your pain and putting it in a competition with their own. So once you understand that everyone comes from a place of their own pain, and that doesn't mean something as bad as epilepsy or some severe chronic illness, it just means that we all come from something. There's no one on this planet that hasn't suffered, whether it's mentally, physically, or emotionally. So do not override them with your own comparison. Just let them speak. And when they're finally able to fully disclose and fully share every last disgusting, violent, nauseating, beautiful, happy, incentivizing detail, that's when they'll truly feel heard, because they've never felt a space where they truly feel heard. And it is a, you know, I stuttered there for a second because it's a deeply emotional topic for me. I bring up my amazing parents and how thankful I am. What my issue was my mom was so pure and so good that I hid pain from her because I didn't want to make her feel bad. Why would I want to make my amazing mother feel bad when I'm in pain? Why don't I just man up and keep that pain in, and then everyone will be happy? But that only leads to what? A buildup. And it keeps building up, and it keeps building up. You have internalized this pain for your projecting that it's protecting those that you love. But that's not the case. Because if you disclose those little pains along the way, then you won't have a big explosion of pain at the end. And I think that is a bad cycle that this world is trapped in.
Sorry, guys. We're up against a break right here. We'll be back here in 2 minutes with Sam Green. I'm your host, Blake Byrne on Live Better, and you're tuned in to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Welcome back aboard for the third segment. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuned in to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm joined by Sam Green today, someone I met 5 days ago on an Irrational Optimist trip with 28 other random people. Amazing trip so far. I want to jump right back into it. We didn't get too much time with Sam Green, so I want him to share a lot of his insights on things. I think the last segment we were just talking about being heard and understood and all that jazz. I think it was very beautiful and a very great insight to, I guess, kind of like I was talking about before in the first segment, is community, helping your community and really being there for other people. But before I ask about his, story of epilepsy, I mean, I had a very similar story with as Sam. I dealt with Crohn's disease, and shout out to my mom, Rhonda. She really helped me get past the limiting boundaries that I knew of Crohn's disease, and opened the door to holistic healing for me. And that's really kind of what kickstarted my journey. So I can really relate to Sam's on the basis of having someone there to help you and guide you through the journey, so you don't have to be there alone. And you really kind of fast track the long part of the journey and kind of navigate to the quicker side of it. But I really want to hear Sam's journey with epilepsy and his seizures and how he really overcame that, because that is something that people struggle with, and that's very serious. So take it away, Sam.
Oh, thank you. I would, in the most friendly way possible, I'm going to correct him slightly, and I'm going to say it is not overcame, but that I am overcoming it. And I'll clarify right now. I'm now 29 years old. I first got diagnosed with epilepsy when I was 12 years old. The only thing I've ever had the pleasure of having were grand mal seizures, which are more commonly known now as tonic-clonic seizures. Why they feel the need to change medical terms every 2 years, I am not sure. Either way, it hurts like hell. I have such bad seizures that my shoulders break, tear, and shred. On my right shoulder, I have a plate and 17 screws, and on my left shoulder, I have an entire replacement. It is full titanium. After my first seizure, age 12, they put me on 4,000 milligrams of the medication I mentioned earlier. It took me a while to realize, mainly because that is such a transitional period in one's life, how deeply the medication was destroying my parasympathetic nervous system. By this I mean it disrupted my emotions, it disrupted my brainwaves, it made me feel like an absolute zombie, and it really took away who I was as a human. But the thing is, I did not really realize that until I was old enough to realize that. We'll say, safely, 10 years ago. So by the time I was 19, I started to get very angry and resentful, both towards the doctors that prescribed the medication and the medication itself. And I chose to begin a journey that would get me off of that medication. This is not a quick thing. And for anyone listening that's experiencing chronic illness and you really want to get off the medication, I encourage you to do that. But do not do that quickly. These medications keep us safe. They keep us healthy. And the doctors that made them, the pharmacists that prescribed them, they do care about you. Make no mistake. Do not listen to people that make doctors out to be villains, because that is absolute BS. Doctors care about you. It just happens to be we rely too heavily on medications that patch up issues as opposed to cure them. But that is no one's fault other than that's the way that science evolved. And now that we are there and we know better, we can make decisions to counteract that. And I am so happy that 4,000 milligrams 10 years ago has now turned into 800 milligrams daily. Mm-hmm. And I've had people respond to me and say, oh, well, you're still on the medication. Mainly the cult of holistic medicine. Because for every form of medicine, there is a stringent following. And I don't mean cult in a derogatory manner. I mean in a group of people that when I say, hey, I've eliminated 3,200 milligrams of medication from my system, and they say, oh, but you're still on it. Well, I'm trying. And being that I've alleviated or taken my prescription medication, 3,200 milligrams, I am feeling things that were not available to me my entire life because that medication was making me an absolute emotional zombie. So here we have me at age 29 experiencing a lot of emotional spectrums that I should have experienced 12, 10 years ago. And this is an additional journey to the existing journey. And there's no direct conclusion to what I'm talking about now, and I guess that's almost a metaphor to what I'm talking about. It is an ongoing journey. Anything in this life is. We are not here for one small task to complete and then to move on. Life is about continued growth, continued persistence, continued challenges, and continued effort. I know one day I will be off my medication entirely. I will cure my epilepsy entirely, despite what the current medical consensus is, and I will live a happy, seizure-free life. But for now, I am taking 800 milligrams of medication. I am taking herbal medication. I am working out. I am using the sauna. I am hydrating. I am doing the best I can to limit seizures in every possible way. And quite honestly, and unfortunately, they still happen about once or twice a year. But I'll tell you what, once or twice a year of grand mal seizures is much better than the 18 to 30 a week I was having growing up. And I will forever be thankful for the point I am at now. And I will never let anyone shame me into listening to my gut intuition. So if you're out there struggling with any type of chronic illness, just know you are not alone. Just know if you want to get off the medication you're on, you can do that, but do it safely. Do not just jump off of it because that will wreak havoc on your body. Take the advice from knowledgeable integrative medicine physiotherapists and pharmacists and doctors and really build your own opinion. Look into the research. Look into the studies. Don't blindly follow the crowd. We have so much more information readily available for us to receive than has ever been available to this planet. You will heal yourself. You have the ability to do that. And make sure you do it safely. If I can do it over the course of 20 years, when there was limited information, I am confident that you all can do it in a shorter period of time with abundant information. And I'll toss it back to Blake now.
Now, those are amazing insights. I think it's a lot of things that people need to hear. I talk about it a lot, and hopefully people aren't sick of it, but a lot of people get put on these medications and either choose to stay on or don't realize that there's another light to the world that hasn't been shined on them yet. And, I mean, that goes the same with me. Sam had a little bit of a different opinion on doctors, but mine wasn't, and it wasn't the same. But when I got diagnosed, my doctor said I was going to have it forever and that the only thing I need to stop doing is eating leafy greens. So when I got the whole different, you know, wake-up call to the world, it was like, all right, you know, they don't really know everything. And that's not any diss to any doctors out there. I've met some amazing doctors. That's just my little experience with it that I didn't really appreciate too much because without, you know, certain circumstances that happened in life, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now with my health. But, you know, Sam's really young still. He's in his 20s, writes books, and is really on this journey of, and correct me if I'm wrong, but just self-betterment. What is that driving factor to become better, to write these books, to inspire people? And from a lot of our talks, you stay true to who you are. What is that motivating factor, and how do you keep that drive going?
The motivating factor, plain and simple, is to make people feel a level of happiness that I wish I had when I was growing up. And again, the same way Blake shouts it out, I want to shout out my amazing mom and dad. It is not their fault that I felt that way. It is a culmination of consistent illness and societal factors. So, why do what I do? The children's books that I write each feature a kid with an emotional disability, something like anxiety or depression, or a physical disability, autism, Down syndrome, asthma, dyslexia. These are all things that make a person feel isolated. And if I could have one completed goal in life, it would be to help someone destroy that feeling of isolation. And I'm sorry if that became a little jumbled, but the fact is kind of redundant in my head as well. And it's a question I often get asked, why do you write? Why don't you go into marketing? Why don't you go into sales? Why don't you go into commercial real estate? Why don't you go into fitness? These are all things that I used to love and things that I still do love and admire deeply. But when I was doing those things, I wasn't waking up energized and completely dedicated to my mission. But every day that I wake up and write with the goal to make someone happy and make someone feel less isolated than I was as a kid after I had seizures that killed me and broke my shoulders, these are days that I wake up beaming cheek to cheek. So I know from that alone that this is the mission that I'm meant to be on. And it means a lot to have Blake bring me on this call to give me this time to share my story. So I'm going to bring it back to Blake, and he's going to close it out. And I really appreciate y'all listening. It's been an absolute honor, and I plan on being back.
I love it, Sam. Thank you so much for joining us. It really is amazing. And to touch upon what Sam was really talking about writing, is find a passion that you can do and love and shine a light on the world. You know, without the beautiful people in my life, I wouldn't have this show to bring on these guests that hopefully, you know, it's my goal to inspire you to live better. You know, and I'm glad that's really the name I picked for the show because I want it to be something someday. I want it to shine a light and bring guests on that really switch your perspective, or may not switch it, but give you a different light to, you know, what you thought before, and to motivate you to build yourself for the next generation, maybe your kids, maybe the next five generations. You know, leaving one legacy, good legacy behind, can really carry on a rippling and butterfly effect. So I think Sam had amazing insights today about, you know, dealing with epilepsy and feeling heard and, you know, not letting things take advantage of you and take control of your own life. But we're up against a break right here. I'll be out for my 2-minute close, and we'll be right back after this with Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Uh-oh. Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Thank you for staying tuned for my very last closing statement here on Live Better, and you're tuned in to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. To recap the last three segments, start with the travel. Travel, as what I've learned over the past few months, really shapes and contours your brain. I don't know. Me personally, I feel like, and maybe I'm exaggerating, I don't know, but I feel like it's helped me think clearer and have different understandings of, you know, perspective. I grew up in Des Moines, Iowa, and now I'm in Morocco and Barcelona, and traveling with a bunch of random people that I've never met. And having opportunities like that, I feel like changes your brain chemistry almost. Growing up in not a small city, it's not small, but, you know, growing up in that environment and being in a whole different environment is very beautiful, I think. And then having Sam Green on, an amazing artist. Yeah. We have a group chat, and we woke up this morning, and he sent a really cool paragraph. And I don't know if you guys could tell, but you can tell he's an author by the fact that he tells a story every time he talks. And hearing his insights about epilepsy, you know, being heard, and, you know, taking on diseases and, you know, overcoming those things is, I think he had very beautiful, amazing insights on it. But this is Live Better.
It's 12 o'clock for me right now, but I'll be back in America here soon at 4:12 Central Time. And thank you for tuning in to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and I'll see you next week.